Welcome to Solo, the world's most dangerous dog podcast. Join Solo and his long-suffering family in various misadventures about the trouble the best dog in the world can cause. Read by J.R.R. Langley and adapted from the Adventures of Solo books. In this episode, Solo Rides the Bus, Solo decides he is in desperate need of ice cream. Solo was lying under one of the trees in the back garden. It was hot, it was humid, and Solo, who was not a dog who relished exertion in the best of circumstances, was feeling decidedly lazy. So lazy, in fact, that the squirrels, who usually made it their mission in life to tease him to the point of distraction by making funny noises and then daring him to chase them, had given up this sport for the day. Solo was completely uninterested, so uninterested that even when one of them dared to get within a foot of Solo's nose, Solo simply stared back, barely moving a muscle. Today, Solo was satisfied doing nothing. He was simply enjoying being Solo. As he continued to lie there, listening to the birds singing and the squirrels chatting amongst themselves, probably about how he was ignoring them, an idea crossed Solo's mind. It dawned on him. Very slowly at first, then gathered momentum the way a train gathers speed. For as much as Solo might be considered a lazy dog, he did crave excitement, so long as he didn't have to work too hard for it, that is. Today, though, excitement was not exactly dripping from the sky. In fact, if Solo wanted excitement, he would have to go and look for it. Once Solo had made his mind up about something, he was determined to carry it out to its culmination, often with devastating yet unintended consequences. However, he was not a dog to be put off by past failures. If anything, a failure would only entice him to try again. Solo was both at once a lazy but determined dog. The idea that had crept into Solo's mind was quite simple, really. It was a very hot day with no relief in sight, and what do people do on very hot days? Solo always thought of himself as a person, they ate ice cream. Solo had tried ice cream only a few times, as his family would never actually give it to him. So the way he had decided ice cream was the best food ever invented was when a member of the family dropped some on the kitchen floor, and he had been lucky enough to scoop it up. On one very memorable occasion, one of the children had left a large tub of vanilla ice cream unattended on the kitchen counter. Solo, never one to miss an opportunity, had knocked it to the floor, stuck his nose and mouth into the tub, and started cheerily devouring its contents. He might have been able to finish the whole tub, too, if Mum hadn't wandered in. Seeing Solo buried up to his eyes in ice cream, she yelled at him so loudly and caused him such a surprise that he leapt up off the floor, causing the entire tub of ice cream to fly off his nose up into the air, flip end over end, and land with amazing precision, bottom side up, directly onto Mum's head. After that, Solo was never able to even get close to ice cream, for if the family were scooping out or eating some, he was always shooed away unceremoniously before he could even attempt to steal any. In the garden, Solo stood up, stretched, ignored the teasing calls from the squirrels in the tree above, and thought more about ice cream. He started wandering towards the front of the house and the road. He knew that should he head for the kitchen, the odds of him finding ice cream left out anywhere were remote. So he needed a plan B. And Solo was quite good at plan Bs. He had to be. His plan As often didn't work out that well. Solo didn't even have a solid plan B. He was making this up as he went along. His rough idea was to head down the road towards the village green, where on hot days like this, the ice cream van man would have his van parked so as to be seen by the entire village. Solo was counting on his charm to get the man in the van to perhaps toss the odd scoop of ice cream his way. Or, if that didn't work, one of the children who inevitably hung around ice cream vans might drop their cone in the excitement of eating it, and who would be there to scarf it up? That's right, a certain dog. Either way, Solo knew the odds of getting ice cream today were much better away from home. Solo did not usually wander off by himself. He was, after all, a homebody. But this was an ice cream emergency, and desperate times called for desperate measures. He went out the front of the drive and padded off down the road. If any human had seen Solo wandering along, they probably wouldn't have paid any attention to him. Solo was well known in the village, even though he was usually accompanied by a member of his family, so seeing him on his own would not have caused much concern. Solo trotted down towards the village green, not paying any attention to anyone around him, not even the odd cat or squirrel, focused as he was on his one objective. By the time he arrived at the village green, he was extremely hot and thirsty. Fortunately, this was one of those villages that had, in addition to the green, a small pond right next to where a family of mallards lived. Solo was quite friendly with these birds, and he knew they wouldn't mind if he had a large drink from their pond. As he was drinking, the mother duck came over to see what Solo was up to, and recognizing him as a friend, went back to taking care of her baby mallards. Thirst quenched, Solo looked around, and sure enough, he could see the ice cream van, with its bright yellow color and large plastic ice cream cone on the roof, on the other side of the green. He sauntered over, all the while looking at the ground to see if a careless human had dropped some of the delicious food. Not finding any ice cream, Solo went right up to the serving window of the van, where at that moment there were no customers, and the ice cream van man could look directly down at Solo. Solo sat down on his back haunches and stared up at him. If there was one thing Solo could do, it was stare. If there were ever a world championship staring contest, Solo would undoubtedly be the favorite to win. The ice cream van man, who had never seen Solo before, was amazed that this large white dog simply sat and stared at him without seemingly blinking or moving. "Op it," he said. Solo didn't move, but continued to look at the ice cream van man in a way he thought represented, "Please, I need ice cream." The ice cream van man didn't buy into Solo's look whatsoever. "I said beat it." Solo didn't move. "What is it?" said a female voice from inside the van. "There's this dog just staring at me and he won't go away and he's beginning to creep me out," said the man. "What?" said the female voice. Soon a large woman with a round face stood by the man in the serving window and looked directly at Solo. "Well, I never," she said. "I wonder what he wants." "Ice cream," thought Solo, as if thinking it might make the slow and clearly unintelligent humans understand. "Perhaps he's thirsty," said the woman. "I'll give him some water." A moment later, she came around from the back of the van with a small bowl of water. "Here you are, dear," she said to Solo as he put it down in front of him. Solo didn't move. He simply continued to stare. "That's strange," said the man, still looking out of the van. "He doesn't seem to be thirsty. Well, I can't stay here forever. I'll leave the water for him, and if he wants it, he can have some," said the woman as she made her way to the back of the van. Solo, never one to miss an opportunity, followed her around to the van's back door. Reaching the back of the van and the open door, the woman realized Solo was following her. "Hey, go home," she said to Solo, waving her arm in the air. "There ain't no nothing here for you." But Solo disagreed. There certainly was something else here for Solo. He hadn't come this far and come this close for ice cream only to give up now. Through the open door, Solo had spied an open freezer that he knew contained ice cream cones layered in thick chocolate. He knew this because he had seen a family buy these delicious delights from time to time from other ice cream vans and knew that the cones always seemed to come out of a giant cold box. Without waiting, and it must be said, without thinking, Solo darted past the woman, jumped into the van, and before anyone could stop him, stuck his head into the open freezer. He grabbed the first cold treat he saw, a rather large strawberry-dipped ice cream cone, and leapt back towards the door. By now, the ice cream van man had recovered from his shock and was attempting to grab Solo by the collar, and the woman had jammed herself between Solo and the door, her ample frame quite capable of blocking the entire exit. Seeing his escape blocked, Solo jumped towards the front of the van, onto the driver's seat, and out the luckily open driver's door window. Sometimes Solo was a very lucky dog indeed. Just as he jumped on the seat and out the window, Solo kicked at and disconnected the handbrake, and the van slowly rolled backwards towards the main road, where the local policeman was handing out a parking ticket to an illegally parked car. As the van rolled in slow motion, the policeman stopped writing the parking ticket and watched, mouth wide open, as the ice cream van came to a halt when it gently crashed into the side of his new police car, causing a large dent in one of its doors. The jerk of the van coming to an abrupt halt caused a large lady to fall out of the open side door of the van at the feet of the policeman, with her large dress billowing up around her head. The policeman rolled his eyes as the ice cream van man and his wife tried to explain that the accident was the fault of a big white dog, and had nothing whatsoever to do with them being careless. The policeman wrote this down in his notebook. Driver claims this was all the fault of a big white dog that stole some ice cream, leapt out of the driver's window, and caused the van to then roll backwards into my car. He took pains to note that no big white dog was seen anywhere. Solo realized he had caused more damage than he had ever intended and raced towards the road that would take him home. Once he was clear of the village, panting but still holding the slowly melting cone, Solo stopped, placed it gently on the ground, and proceeded to lick it until all that was left was a sticky mess on the tarmac and signs of ice cream and strawberry dip covering his once white snout. As he made his way home, Solo was secure in the knowledge that this was by far the best ice cream he had ever tasted. Even with the ice cream helping to cool him down after all that running, he was very hot. If anything, the blazing sun was baking him even more. Solo hadn't bargained on being chased, so yet again he was very thirsty. Just as he was deciding which ditch to lie in for a while to cool down, he noticed something interesting. Up ahead was a bus stop, and standing by it was an old lady. Solo knew that buses would allow dogs on, provided that a human accompanied them, and this knowledge gave Solo his second excellent idea for the day, which it must be said was some kind of record for Solo. As nonchalantly as he could, Solo sauntered up towards the old lady, who was somewhat unsteadily hanging on to the bus stop pole for support. She didn't notice Solo until he was standing right next to her. "Oh, hello," she said. "Where did you come from?" She patted Solo on the head, and he wagged his tail approvingly. "What have you got all over your nose? Let me get that off for you." She reached into her purse and pulled out an old-fashioned handkerchief and wiped Solo clean. This was the sight that greeted the bus driver as he pulled up to the stop, an old lady with her dog. He pushed the button that opened the front door, and the old lady, ever so slowly and with great care, climbed on. Quite naturally, Solo got on after her. The driver, used to driving eccentric old ladies between the villages on his route, watched as Solo jumped up on a seat and sat next to a window that a previous passenger had left open. He stuck his head out, attempting to look as natural as possible. The driver was about to say something to the old lady, but then thought better of it, as he had learned the hard way that old ladies are not as innocent as they might seem. More than once he had been threatened with an umbrella for asking an old lady the wrong question. So the driver shrugged, and off they went. Solo was in seventh heaven, his head hanging out the window all the way to the edge of the village, where the driver pulled up at the next stop. Solo decided this was close enough and hopped off. The driver turned and asked the old lady, "Aren't you getting off too?" She shook her head. "Well, isn't that your dog?" asked the driver. "Never saw him before in my life," said the old lady. The driver watched Solo walk towards his house and disappear down the drive. Arriving back at his favorite spot under the kitchen table, Solo noticed that his family was going about their business as normal. As he had suspected, no one had even noticed him gone, which proved to him that not too long in the future, he would surely be able to have more adventures away from the prying eyes of his unsuspecting family. You were listening to Solo Rides the Bus, written by J.R.R. Langley and read by the author. Solo Rides the Bus can be found in Solo Book 1. With illustrations by Stephanie Schultz and edited by Catherine Perkins. Published by Heavy Media. Find this story and more in the books of Solo's Adventures at Amazon.com and at SoloTheDog.com. Ask for Solo at your favorite bookstore.